Hi everyone, I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we feature thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us, SmartEye is the global leader in human insight AI, technology that understands, supports, and predicts human behavior in complex environments, bridging the gap between humans and machines for a safe and sustainable future. Today's episode features Jane Osler, EVP of Global Thought Leadership at Kantar, along with Etchem Erdem, Global Manager of Creative at Kantar, together speaking with Graham Page, our Global Managing Director of Media Analytics at Affectiva, a SmartEye company. As the connected world continues to grow, so do the opportunities for brands to engage with their audiences. Investment in digital media channels continues to increase, from online video to social media feeds, influencer content to online games, and Kantar's media reaction study shows that people now feel more positive towards digital channels. With the increasing reach and impact of digital channels, it is imperative for brands to get digital advertising right. Kantar's Link ad testing database shows that digital ads that evoke strong emotions are 4 times more likely to generate impact than those with weaker emotional connections. So how can you make the right emotional connections with your digital ads? Join our joint webinar to find out what makes digital companies resonate and help build brand equity. Experts from Kantar and Affectiva explore findings from their databases, emotion AI analysis, and share case studies to illustrate best practices. Let's listen in to learn more. Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. My name is Ashley McManus. I am the Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye, Affectiva previously. And today I am so thrilled to host this group of experts as a little sneak peek into a joint webinar between Kantar and Affectiva coming up in just a few weeks on Tuesday, February 28th, on the topic of harnessing the power of emotion in digital advertising. So to kick us off, I'm going to have each of the speakers please go around and quickly introduce yourself, your name, title, company, and a little bit of your background, and maybe your current role that speaks to your expertise. So maybe Jane, let's start with you.
Hi, thank you, Ashley. Yeah, I'm Jane Osler, and I am EVP of Global Thought Leadership at Kantar, which means I work across all of our solutions, all of our client teams to help provide the most impact. Thought leadership we can. Obviously, Kantar being a data and consulting company, we have tons of valuable insights that we can give to clients. And so, it's my job to help bring those to life in what we do in writing, in podcasts, in the conferences, all sorts of things.
Etchem? Hi, I'm Etchem. I am working in Jane's thought leadership team, and I'm managing our thought leadership portfolio from our creative solutions.
Awesome. And then last but not least, Mr. Graham Page.
Hello, everyone. Hi, I'm Graham Page. So I am the Managing Director of Media Analytics at SmartEye, which means I look after the part of the business which brings the Affectiva Emotion AI technology to bear in the marketing and entertainment space. So lead the unit that does a lot of work helping people optimize advertising based on people's emotional responses and optimize entertainment content and so on. So yeah, worked in the market research industry for about 30 years and a lot of time with partnering with Kantar and working with Kantar. So yeah, have a lot of experience with helping people understand how audiences react.
Perfect. Okay, so to kick us off here, for those who are unfamiliar with Kantar and Kantar's relationship with Affectiva, can you briefly explain what your offerings are? Maybe we start with you, Graham.
Sure, can start with me. So the Affectiva technology, I think most of you are aware who are on the podcast, we offer emotion AI technology, which in particular helps understand people's emotional and cognitive reactions based on their facial expressions. So that's a tech which has been deployed in lots of different areas, advertising and entertainment audience reaction in particular in the recent past, but also in qualitative research, and also has been more widely used in, I guess, other fields as well, including with our parent company in terms of understanding things like driver reactions and responses in the driver safety field. But yeah, my area is, as I said, is mainly audience and advertising research, and our application is pretty heavily used there.
And Jane?
Yeah, so as I said, we, you know, Kantar is a global data analytics company. We ultimately, I guess what we do is we shape brands, and we do that through the means of all sorts of things like sort of brand tracking, you know, analytics, data science. But we do have speciality areas that we also focus on, including media effectiveness and creative effectiveness, which is what we are talking about today. And I guess, you know, we've been working with Affectiva for quite a few years now, but also doing joint thought leadership together with various webinars. And the whole point is that what we want to do is showcase our combined solutions and how they bring power to advertisers in terms of delivering successful and ultimately effective creative campaigns. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Anshum, I don't know if you have anything you wanted to add to that.
Yeah, so we've been collaborating with Affectiva and actually helping brands create effective creatives where emotion plays a strong role. So understanding consumers' reaction to advertising from emotion point of view is really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, the partnership's really, I think, been a very fruitful one. I guess it's over 10 years now since that we've been working together, and I think it's really come out of that acknowledgement that happened in the last, I guess, couple of decades that, you know, how you say something, the emotional reaction that it evokes in people is every bit as important as what you say in creative development and advertising. So, yeah, I think we've been pleased to be able to work together for so long, but also it's given us a huge set of data to take a look at, and which allows us to I think bring some interesting empirical evidence to bear on some of the biggest issues in marketing, which I guess is kind of where we're going next.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, so as I mentioned at the top, the purpose of this live stream was to share the Kantar Affectiva joint webinar coming up in a few weeks. Can you provide a brief description on the theme of this presentation, what types of insights you were looking to uncover?
I think one of the things that hopefully everyone will realize and be familiar with is obviously digital advertising is still growing. It's on the increase, the majority of advertising now in terms of spend. As the investment increases, I think, you know, the need for understanding how it works also increases. You know, behavioral data isn't enough, attitudinal data, the hybrid nature of the data that we can collect and derive insights from is super important. And actually then we know from our media reactions research that not only the top 10 kind of growth channels are all digital, and also that people may feel much more positive about the kind of ad formats that they're seeing in digital advertising now. So it's something that advertisers need to take more of a note of. It's not, you know, digital advertising isn't all kind of wham bam out there. Does it work? Does it not work? Some of it, you know, is super important to creating a brand impression. And is worth understanding whether it's having the right impact or not, depending on what its objective is. So we know that something like combining facial coding data with survey data is a hugely powerful combination. We've just released a piece of research that shows that digital ads that evoke strong emotions are likely to generate four times the amount of impact than those with weaker emotional connections. So we do know that this is really important stuff. So, you know, measuring and understanding is really quite foundational for digital advertising, we think.
Just to build on that, I think it's been kind of interesting. We were discussing this we've been putting the webinar together. You know, the way that digital advertising has evolved over time, you know, those of us who've been in the industry for a while, kind of when it all burst onto the scene, it was all kind of the Wild West and people could do anything. And it was all about virality and being crazy. And, you know, then I think things have perhaps evolved a little bit into something that is perhaps a little bit more kind of sales focused and short term focused. So I think the work that Kantar's done and that we're able to bring to bear with them in the webinar, I think will be really interesting and speak to important issues around, you know, how do you go beyond the more transactional advertising to build brands? So looking forward to the session.
Yeah, and we've also been doing webinars like this for a number of years. I think since 2018 on a bunch of different topics. I don't know if you want to talk through what we've done in the past.
I can speak to that. I mean, we've done a couple of webinars on inclusion and diversity, and we actually released a playbook on that too fairly recently. We've also done a webinar on the topic of sustainability in advertising, because while a lot of advertisers are trying to develop a purpose and figure out the right way of communicating those things, actually, it's amazing how easy it is to go wrong and do things which actually do not resonate with consumers or are frankly too miserable for them to want to remember or take note of. So, you know, one of the key findings from the sustainability webinar was that actually communicating any of those concepts in a sort of positive and forward-leaning way is likely to be more impactful than, you know, creating, you know, doom and gloom scenarios, which is quite easy to do with that topic. So these things, these topics are really worth investigating, because these are things that are universal to all advertisers and they all need to get right. I think what we're doing now, though, is we're focusing this one on digital advertising. It's something we're introducing as part of our core link offer, you know, facial coding for digital advertising. And we want to make sure that advertisers are getting their digital ads right.
Yeah, particularly given it's a slightly different scenario in some ways with digital compared to some of the other pieces that we've done. I mean, in the past, you know, we've talked about sustainability and purpose. These are all things people can, you know, get excited about and you know, respond, you know, get really emotionally engaged with quite easily. And it's been all about how to harness that and do that right. Digital potentially, you know, because it's occasionally has become a bit more prosaic and a bit more, you know, functional and rational. I think there's an interesting insights that we can bring to bear, and we'll do in the webinar around, okay, well, how do you actually help people engage emotionally, and how do you go beyond just some of those more functional things that perhaps some digital advertising has lent towards in an attempt to kind of drive sales?
Yeah, and before we move on, I did want to give anyone an opportunity to add on to essentially the methodology that we used when and going into this research. Does anyone want to? I know we touched on it a bit, but mm-hmm. a little more explicit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I can talk about the methodology that we used. You know, at Kantar, we've been doing creative testing for a long time, so we have approximately 250,000 of ads in our link database. So we leveraged that. We looked at the digital creatives that we tested, and we identified top and bottom performers in terms of their likelihood to contribute to brand equity. And we checked how the emotion plays role in the success of this top performers, and if so, what kind of emotions, both in terms of story metrics, attitudinal metrics, and also the moment-by-moment reactions, leveraging Affectiva database. And also, when we talk about emotions, building that emotional connection with the consumer, of course, also took a behavioral science perspective, and we investigated our findings through that perspective as well.
And I think the other thing we've done, just to add to that, yeah, is we've also made we had a look to see whether there's a difference between the digital media channels and TV as well. So that's something that we'll bring to life in the webinar too. We're actually comparing sort of digital and maybe more broadcast type mm-hmm. advertising and the how they incorporate emotion and the reactions there.
Yeah, I think we should also say as well, there's a lot of, there's such a big data set that we've got collectively, which is, you know, really great to bring to bear, but also we'll be illustrating that, I guess, the points with some specific case studies as well. So so there'll be a nice mix of kind of quantitative kind of deep dive analysis, and then also being able to dive into, you know, the actual storytelling process and how narrative kind of works in certain digital performance. Yeah. So bring that to life, I hope.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot to unpack here. For those who are interested in seeing the full presentation in a few weeks, can you give us a bit of a sneak peek on what you will be presenting on, perhaps an interesting fact that was uncovered during this research project, or something you're excited about that people should register to find out more?
Also, I don't want to give away too much, because we want people to come and see what we've done. But one thing, as actually Jane mentioned, but we further investigated, that we know that digital ads that are better at making the consumer feel are actually, they are much more likely to be impactful and also contribute to brand equity.
I think the other thing that we will also also have a look at with these case studies that Graham was referring to is, you know, the one of the hugely impactful things that facial coding delivers for advertisers is the time series data. So it's like second by second throughout the ad, you can actually track what the response is. So in the case studies that we've done, we'll illustrate it's not just kind of what did this ad do, gosh, you know, there's the answer. We actually go through the trace second by second to show alongside the ad, so you can actually see what the response was at any particular second. And that's the power of this stuff for me, actually, is because we often use this data with our clients to recommend how we can optimize the ad, how you should change it. If it's not funny or it's not, if people are finding points puzzling, you know, a re-edit is often the answer. And so this is kind of very practical advice. It's not just, oh, that's a lovely piece of information for me. It's actually practical as part of the advertising development process to know how to make the ad do the job that it's supposed to do. And if it is supposed to be funny, is it actually funny? Or if it is supposed to make people smile in some way, or if it is, you know, if you think you're trying to achieve something, but actually you're just creating confusion and puzzlement, that's not helpful. So, you know, it's not only, you know, predictive in the sense that Hachem was talking about, but it's also incredibly practical and useful for, you know, creative agencies as well as marketers as well. So like to get their ads right on a second by second basis. We know how much attention goes and how much effort goes into every single detail of ads. So it's worth checking that they're eliciting the right reaction. And I think our contention is that in digital advertising, even more so now with all the huge amounts of investment going into it.
Yeah, and I'm just going to pick up on the A word that you used there, Jane. I think there's a lot of discussion at the minute around kind of the importance of attention in advertising in general and digital advertising in particular. And of course, that's totally true. But I think one of the things we'll cover in the webinar will be, I guess, kind of, you know, the difference between kind of eyeballs, the difference between kind of looking and seeing and engaging. And again, I think one of the things that I'm most looking forward to in the webinar and is sharing kind of what we've got on, you know, just how to go from, you know, people just attending to actually engaging so that things will stay with them, you know, impact will carry forward in time to influence brand equity. And as you were saying, it comes back, I think, to the way that narrative is used. So we'll talk, I guess, in a bit more detail about, you know, what the tricks of the trade are there. So, yeah, looking forward to sharing that.
Excellent. So based on all of your work, all of your expertise, if you had one takeaway for the audience listening today, what would you like to tell them?
Well, I would like to say that we talked about how important emotion is, but we will also talk about how to do it, because that is the important part. We know you need to trigger emotion, but we will also talk through examples, how to prevent skipping, how to keep retain the attention, actually, not only grabbing it.
Well, I think I would say that digital advertising deserves better. Like, it deserves better testing. It doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to take a long time or anything like that. It can be done in an agile way, but it does deserve to, you know, be tested properly. And, you know, not only the investment, but also the attention to detail that goes into these ads. They, you know, it's worth checking whether it's eliciting the right response. And so I think that any kind of conception of digital advertising as throwaway is actually wasting a lot of its potential.
Yeah, I would completely go along with that. I think the given, as you were saying, Jane, the amount of investment that's being poured into the space, I think it absolutely requires attention in its own right and care in its own right, which and certainly from a measurement and optimization process point of view, I think it hasn't always had. So yeah, I think that would definitely be a takeaway for me is the importance of getting this right, because it can have such a big impact both in the short and the long term.
So that was all I had for you all. So on that note, I did want to wrap this up and thank all of our guests once again for your time and sharing a little bit more on what we will dive deeper on soon. So we have that link for the webinar. Once again, it's actually taking place 2 weeks from today. So it'll be Tuesday, February 28th. And I believe there are two sessions you can register for. So please check that out and register both to participate live and ask your questions, but also you can listen to the recording after. I know I'm super excited to learn more about what kind of insights you've all uncovered. So thanks everyone for joining. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Always a pleasure to speak with the experts. So if you haven't already, make sure you register for that webinar today to discover if emotional connections are different in digital and offline channels, the emotions that successful digital ads evoke, how moment-by-moment emotional response impacts skipping behavior, why behavioral science and positive psychology elevate the success of your digital campaign, and how to create powerful digital campaigns that drive brand power. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Human-Centric AI podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show and weigh in on the discussion using hashtag Human-Centric AI podcast. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.